Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 14th of July, the 195th day of 2025, leaving us 170 days on our journey to 2026. Vacation Land, a nickname for Maine that began appearing on motor vehicle license plates in 1936, says a lot of things, some ringing truer than others. The birth date of the vacation moniker is an interesting midpoint. 90 years before, in 1846, William Matthew Prior had painted his Little Child from Maine, the same year Samuel Augustus Mitchell had published his New Map of Maine in A New Universal Atlas Containing Maps of the Various Empires, Kingdoms, States, and Republics of the World. A year before, in 1845, Thomas Cole, who founded the Hudson River School, had painted View Across Frenchman's Bay from Mount Desert Island after a squall. Maine Memory Network holds that the 1844 visit of New York painter Thomas Cole marked the start of Mount Desert Island's influx of summer vacationers. So here we are, almost 90 years next year after Maine motor vehicle license plates began proclaiming our state as vacation land. Many of us in the subsequent decades have used that appellation to comfort ourselves. For example, no need to travel anywhere else when we live in vacation land. Poverty is nothing to worry about because, after all, we live in vacation land. And a corollary of that, for those who appreciate irony, is, of course, I'm working all the time. I live in vacation land. This year, more than any prior year, my girlfriend and I have given our garden a vacation. My friend Tom Atwell, who writes the gardening column for the Maine Sunday Telegram, would likely be appalled at how unkempt our dozens and dozens of wildflowers and perennials have become, though they continue to coexist and bloom pretty much on schedule, and the birds and the bees and the butterflies visit frequently. Our priorities this summer are elsewhere, across town, trying to build a house. Meanwhile, as the days warm, even the slightest wind is welcome, as Robert Frost tells us in his poem, The Silken Tent. She is as in a field, a silken tent, at midday when the sunny summer breeze has dried the dew and all its ropes relent, so that in guise it gently sways at ease, and its supporting central cedar pole, that is its pinnacle to heavenward, and signifies the sureness of the soul, seems to owe not to any single cord, but strictly held by none, is loosely bound by countless silken ties of love and thought to everything on earth, the compass round, and only by one's going slightly taut in the capriciousness of summer air is of the slightest bondage made aware. Heavenward to the east this evening is the summer triangle, formed by the stars Vega, Deneb, and Altair, with the left point of the triangle intersecting the constellation Cygnus the Swan, also known as the Northern Cross, and near the middle of the right, long leg of the triangle, are the double stars known as Albireo, comprised of the brighter golden star called Albireo A, about 422 light-years away, and the dimmer blue star called Albireo B, about 401 light-years distant. Albireo is the head of Cygnus the Swan, and Deneb is the tail. Beginning tomorrow night about mid-evening and continuing till dawn is the annual Aquarid meteor shower. Looking to the south for the great square of Pegasus, and to the lower right will be the radiant of the Delta Aquarii, which are only beginning this week. Their peak activity is predicted to occur about 2 weeks hence, on the 30th of July. Tomorrow morning and the morning after in the southeast sky, our waning gibbous moon will appear to be keeping company with the planet Saturn, and the last quarter moon occurs on Thursday evening, high in the sky. Today in 1789, a Paris mob stormed the Bastille. Today in 1865, British mountaineer Edward Whymper became the first person to climb the Matterhorn. Today in 1914, American engineer Robert Goddard was granted the first patent for liquid-fueled rocket design. Today in 1946, Dr. Benjamin Spock's Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care was published. Today, In 1968, American Hank Aaron hit his 500th career home run. Today in 1969, Easy Rider was released in U.S. theaters. Today in 1913 in Omaha, Nebraska, Dorothy and Leslie King welcomed their new son, Leslie Lynch King Jr., and then within 2 years became divorced. Dorothy moved with her young son to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and remarried. Her new husband, a paint salesman named Gerald Ford, adopted young Leslie, but then changed his name to Gerald Ford Jr., the details of which the child would not learn until he was in high school. After high school, young Gerald worked his way through the University of Michigan as a busboy, while also leading Michigan's football team to Big Ten championships. Next, he graduated from Yale Law School in the top third of his class while working as a male model. In 1948, Gerald handily won his race for the U.S. Congress and had made it his goal to become Speaker of the House. But after Vice President Agnew resigned, President Richard Nixon chose Gerald Ford to replace Agnew. And not long after, when Nixon resigned, Ford became the 38th U.S. President. Hoping to revive faith in the government following the Watergate scandal, Ford pardoned Nixon to avoid a controversial trial. But that decision was widely criticized, and Ford lost the presidential election to Jimmy Carter by only 1% of the vote. Swedish filmmaker Ingmar Bergman, born in 1918 and famous for his gloomy, soul-probing movies, has a birthday today as well. Liv Ullmann, his partner for 5 years, tells us, "Living with Ingmar Bergman is not like living with Bob Hope. Other couples meet for breakfast and have coffee and English muffins and cuddle, whereas Ingmar Bergman told his nightmares and then told me I had to act in them." Today is also the birthday in 1862 of American geologist and the first woman hired by the U.S. Geological Survey, Florence Bascom, and of Austrian symbolist painter Gustav Klimt. In 1868, of British archaeologist Gertrude Bell. In 1869, of American novelist Owen Wister. In 1910, of American animator and founder of studio Hanna-Barbera, William Hanna. In 1911, of English comedian Terry Thomas. In 1912, of Canadian literary critic Northrop Frye, and of American folk singer-songwriter Woody Guthrie. In 1914, of American supercentenarian and the first African-American woman to graduate from Grinnell College. In 1918, of American playwright Arthur Lawrence. In 1923, of American actor Dale Robertson. In 1930, of American actress, singer, and writer Polly Bergen. In 1932, of American pro football player Rosie Greer. In 1933, of American country musician Del Reeves. In 1938, of American doo-wop vocalist Bob Scholl and of American activist Jerry Rubin. In 1947, of the U.S. Army's first female three-star general, Claudia Kennedy. In 1950, of American drummer Andy Newmark. In 1952, of American new wave rock musician Bob Casale. In 1960, of American actress Jane Lynch. And in 1966, of Canadian keyboard player Ellen Reed. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this fourth full week of summer and the 29th week of 2025.